biggest sale we've had in 25 years, 8,700. Uh-huh. It was light lambs sold awfully well. Big lambs over 100 in the 140s, 150s, 60s on up to this by weight and kinds.
You didn't have any $2 lambs?
We did. We did. We had some 60, 65-pound lambs, top $2.
Yeah, I need some $2 on some 100-pounders. That's what I'm looking for, Bob. Let me know when they show up.
Back in May.
Yeah, I know, back in May. Yeah, as usual. Are we on, Mike?
Yes, sir, we're recording now.
Is Leslie available?
Yes, I am here.
Do you want to sort of state the department's situation?
We should probably do a full roll call, John.
Yes, exactly. Pardon me. John LaFeld.
John Scully.
Brett Gebrucker.
Sorry.
Nina Bacchus.
Ed Wellner.
All right. Who else? Industry?
Wes Graham.
Ted Odle.
Jerry and Mary Olson.
Bob Cook.
Are you representing everybody, Bob?
No, Joe's on, too.
Joe's there, too?
Yep.
Anybody else? All right. Leslie?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Just a kind of a quick summary of the request today. We received a letter of request to modify the sale days for the two Billings markets. This would not be a change from the 4 days that they currently have. However, it would change which sales are seasonal and which run year-round. So, here we go. All right, so the requested change would be to go from seasonal sale at BLS on Monday and a year-round sale at BLS on Thursday, and then a year-round sale at Pays on Wednesday, a seasonal sale at Pays on Friday. That is the current schedule. The requested modification would be to switch BLS to a year-round sale on Monday and a seasonal sale on Friday, and to switch Pays to a seasonal sale on Wednesday, a year-round sale on Thursday. We received that request a few weeks ago, and at the request of the board, I sent a letter requesting input from the other livestock markets in the state. So far, I have received positive feedback from Glendive Livestock Exchange and Lewistown Livestock, as well as Beaverhead Livestock, and I have received opposition from Headwaters Livestock. So far, that's the only feedback I've received. And then, let's see here. I believe that's kind of where we are at this point. The only other consideration that we've had is just to make sure that we are able to accommodate the change if the board chooses to make it. You know, there'd be a little bit of change to when our staff is required and some things, but I think something that we would be able to do, we just want to make sure that we can accommodate that.
And you're fairly confident that the staff could be able to make this change as far as the department's concerned?
Mr. Chair, we'll make it work. It's going to be it's going to increase over time a little bit, and it stretches us a little bit to a six-day week, but, you know, we'll find a way to make it work. It's just a matter of working with the logistics and shifting things around if we need to. So.
Mm-hmm.
Would you read the rule requirement, specifically number 3?
One moment. Apologize, I didn't have that printed off in front of me, so Mike's going to grab it for me.
It's on the letter that Mike Honeycutt sent out.
So 3215104, changes in operation of a market, sub 3. says all other changes may be approved without a public hearing, provided that whenever the Board of Livestock deems it in the interest of the livestock industry, they order a public hearing to be held.
Did you get that, John?
Yes. Somebody else just joined us.
This is Sue Brown.
Oh, good. Morning, Sue. John LaBelle.
Good morning.
Morning, Sue.
The call-in number was incorrect.
Yes. Yes, it was incorrect.
And Lila, are you there also?
I am, yeah. I had to call John Scully, and he luckily answered me and told me the right number.
Yeah, and this is Mike. I'll apologize. I'm so used to typing 406 as an area code, I typed that instead of 866. So that's my apologies for that quick brain fart on my part.
All is well. That's fine. Is there a way to get a hold of the other people that might want to be in on the call?
Yeah, but I did not distribute that. That was just to the board members.
Mm. Okay, great. Thank
you. The correct number should have been sent to all of the market.
Okay.
Well, I don't know whether you did or not, but it wasn't posted yesterday.
Correct. We don't typically post so that we know what public will be joining in so we can capture it for the minutes. So we ask people to contact us, and we distribute the number to them upon their contact.
Well, I'm just saying, when I looked, it wasn't on the agenda to do that.
It's in the notice to interested parties that Donna sends out, and which she sent out about a week ago, which is our entire interested parties list
okay.
that we've collected over time.
Okay, good.
And lastly, Headwaters had an issue. Did they elaborate?
Mr. Chair, I have a letter here on behalf of Headwaters Livestock, and I can certainly read that. Or if Gerald cares to make the statements himself, I believe he's on the call.
Well, yeah, we're here, and the reason that we kind of objected to it is that it's a little more competition for buyers with the feeder cattle than what we normally would have. I know competition is good for everything, and we're going to have competition wherever we're at, but we bought this place without that, and I know we bought the place with these rules, but it's kind of changing our playing field quite a bit here just with this stuff here, and I know that I thought it was just a cow deal to begin with, and all the cow buyers were on board, and it wouldn't make any difference. We'd go on with the cow buyer thing, but evidently it's an all-class deal, and it's going to change the feeder sales to a Monday, and we that's all the only sale day we really have. We only have one special day during the year on a Wednesday, and that's in November, and for feeder cattle. But our sale days on Monday, we sell all classes of cattle year round, and it just would add another bump in the road for us to get over. So.
Can I respond?
Mr. Chairman, this is not scheduled as a hearing. Correct?
Exactly.
So maybe the thing to do here is to simply schedule it for a hearing as soon as possible.
Well, I sort of agree with you, John. If we got this conflict going on, I think that's probably where we need to go with it then. Because we can't disinfect one industry or one business over and above on a change like this.
Could I respond? This is Joe Goggins.
Mm-hmm.
Could I?
Yes.
Oh. In response to what Jerry just said, and I fully understand where Jerry's coming from, but back when we bought BLS from Jack McGinnis, it came with a Monday. Monday's always been the day, and in response to having a feeder sale on Monday, that is not our intent at all. I mean, we're going to have a cow sale on Mondays in the fall, a special cow sale, and it'll be an all-class sale for a regular deal in the summer, but there's not going to be tons of them. I mean, we're envisioning maybe going every other week or go 1 month at Pays, 1 month at BLS so we can get some maintenance work done on these places in the summer when it's not as busy. And as far as the competition of the buyers, we have talked to all four buyers that that Jerry was concerned about, and if he's got the cattle, they're going his way. We've talked to all of them. I mean, I haven't seen one of them in Billings on a Monday ever. And with the invent of the internet, two of them buy on the internet at both places on all the days anyway, from right there at home. So it's you know, there's only so many days in the week to do this business. And I mean, we've got the market at Great Falls as well, and heck, we hold a sale in Billings and Great Falls same day, just because there's only so many days to do it. But hopefully you all got the letter we sent out, but I think for the betterment of our consigners and surely for our buyers, and for the competition level, they can buy light classes of cattle. And from a more selfish standpoint, on our standpoint, we've got to do something different for this help. We have got to get some. The biggest reason we're doing this, and the reason we were thinking about this the last 2 years, is our key help. We use at both yards, our sorters, our people that bring up, our people that pre-sort, our people that push cattle up the alleys. There's some of these days in Billings where we're going till midnight, 1 o'clock. We're working these people to death. And if you go back and look at our injuries that we have, our workman's comp cases that we have, they all just about happen in the dark. And we have got to... I think by doing this, we're going to take a lot of pressure off of our help, a lot of pressure off the vet help, and a lot of pressure off of the Department of Livestock's help.
Joe, define what you're meaning by taking the pressure off Department of Livestock help.
You know, I think we got to be a little careful here, guys, because we're right in the middle of a hearing now that's not posted for a hearing. And so,
well, I guess my comment was, why didn't we post it as a hearing? I mean, these guys need to get business done whether we go with this or not.
I'll tell you why we didn't. It was real simple, Brett. You were there. And that was, the chairman was trying to avoid having a hearing, so if there was no objections raised, you could do without one.
Yeah, Brett, we were sort of... Of course, didn't know it at all we were going to have any objections. The last time I talked to Leslie, which was 4 or 5 days ago, there hadn't been. Maybe it was
okay.
Longer than that. Anyway, and then an objection showed up. So
remember, we got the letter. We got the letter, the night before or something, the
mm-hmm.
meeting?
So what's the hearing period, Mike? What's that going to take time-wise for these guys? Because I know these men want to get this one way or the other, so...
Mr. Chair, Mike Honeycutt, as far as we can see in the rule, I don't see unless there's a corresponding rule that the board is familiar with, but in this particular case, if you were to decide for a public hearing, I don't see a specific timeline that you have to adhere to. Today is September 12th. We're 2 weeks from our next board meeting. Certainly you could, that would be board discretion whether you wanted to take that up as you did with the rule hearings or rule conversations and some other things. If you wanted to do that during your next scheduled board meeting on the 26th, we could certainly put that on the agenda and post it that way. I do know there's some time sensitivity on getting a decision from the board from an operational standpoint for people to let their customers know what's going to go on. I believe that that probably has to happen quickly. At least that's what they've expressed to us. So you know, if you're going to.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Mike, I don't want to interrupt you here. I'm sorry. But,
oh no, it's fine. It's fine.
But you know, it was only a week or so ago that we got the letter.
Mm.
So you shouldn't feel that burden, you and your staff. I mean,
so,
if they talked about it for 2 years, getting it a week ago shouldn't be the big burden.
Yeah. So I'll close by saying to you, Mr. Chair, you do have a scheduled board meeting on September 26th where you can undertake this, and you could certainly undertake it sooner. I don't know that this is something where you need, because there's there's relatively few players here. So if you're asking for a recommendation from me, you know, there's no need to stretch it out beyond September 26th because I don't know that we have, you know, this is not a case where we might have hundreds of people, and maybe I'm wrong about that, who would want to have input. I think it's really a conversation among the market owners themselves is kind of how I see it.
Can we do it any faster?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Ed.
Does a hearing have to be noticed 30 days prior?
Mike?
I'll have to check on that. Like I said, I don't see in this specific rule where it says that a public hearing is to take place. It does not set a specific timeline in this rule. I would have to look at our overall department administrative rules and board administrative rules to see if the board is required to do a 30-day public notice for any hearing.
Okay. Because basically we got the framework already set in front of us. I mean, if we could move this ahead and do it on the telephone again, I have no objections, if we have time enough to do it prior to the meeting.
Mr. Chairman?
Board, yes.
This is Les. There is also that possibility, Mike, and you know it certainly better than I do under the current situations, of the possibility of appointing a hearing officer that would then report back to the Board of Livestock, and that might ease the pressure on the entire board getting together. I don't know if that's an option or not.
It's a new one for me, Les. I can't speak to it. Maybe Mike can.
Yeah, I would check on that, but I'm not disinclined to disagree or inclined to disagree with Les at face value of that. Certainly when we do hearings for rule changes and such, those have a hearing date and so on and so forth, and there is a hearings officer that presides over the hearing, collects the information, and then reports that back to the board. That's pretty standard in the rules, the administrative rules process for the state of Montana under MAPA, and so I do believe that would apply here. Unless someone has knowledge I don't have.
Okay. Thank you.
Board, what's your pleasure?
Well, if you did it that way, then the hearings officer's report could be received at the board meeting and approved or rejected.
Mm-hmm. And so what constitutes a hearing officer? I mean, what are you looking at there?
Same way we did the M-branded thing, I think. This is Lila.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Szymanski was the hearings officer, and Donna was there and recorded it, and a couple of us were there. But other than that, the board didn't have to attend.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to, I guess, but then mm-hmm. she made a recommendation. That's how we handled the M-branded thing.
Mm-hmm. Board?
I'll make a motion that we do it that way.
Do the hearings officer, and you want to set Leslie
and report
up to be
back
that?
And then deliberate at the next board meeting.
Is there a second?
Second. This is Sue.
Either way.
Discussion?
Explain to me again what the motion is, please.
The motion is to get a hearing officer, and he reports back to the board, and the board makes the decision at the next board meeting.
Okay, thank you.
I just think it would have helped that we, well, I guess it's not on the motion, but I'll say it afterwards. Call for the question.
Go ahead. You can add to the motion, Lila.
No, I wasn't going to add to it. I was just going to say we should have received the comments, at least from my viewpoint. Maybe we did and I didn't see them, but we should have received the positive and negative, and it's not part of the motion. But we should have received that probably before this call this morning.
Oh, the positive and negative.
I didn't see the letter from Headwaters, and I didn't see the responses from the other markets. Did anyone else?
No, I didn't either.
That's all I'm saying, is it would have, kind of what I was expecting. I thought the only comments were the ones that the 2 yards in Billings
mm-hmm.
made, which is the only email we received with any kind of response. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Was there a call for? Where are we?
Call for the question.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The same. Passed.
And if for some reason that can't be accomplished, then what?
What do you mean if we can't? What do you mean?
Well, if for some reason we can't, this isn't rule making.
Right.
And so if for some reason Rob tells you that you can't do it or that it's ineffective or whatever.
Oh, you want an alternative.
I'm just suggesting that the alternative could be just to post a hearing for the board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should do that anyway, John. We should get it on the board meeting that
we're going to have a decision on the by the hearing officer.
Either it's a hearings officer or it's a hearing.
Hearing. If mm-hmm. They can't get a hearing officer, we'll have to pay.
Yeah.
Do I have to add that to the?
That's all right. I think just do that.
That'll happen anyway, I think, Ed. So. All right. Anything else, board?
Can I bring one thing up? This is Bob Cook. Now, over the past 2 or 3 years, we have used this Monday sale as a cow and bull sale in the fall of the year, and I'm assuming we can continue to do that as we have done over the past 2 or 3 years. We're going to do that because we've done it over the past 2 or 3 years. And the question is the year-round sale. And we can address that after the hearing. We're happy to do that. But the question, original comment, was change the only day changes were to change Thursday and Friday between the two markets. And that's the one reason we brought this forward is we're going to have a sale at Pays on Thursday and a sale on Friday at Billings Live and that was basically the only change that we were going to make, but we will continue as far as our Monday sales as we have in the past until we hear from the board.
And your current sales, this is John LaFelle, current sales, that's an October-February sale on Monday at BLS, correct, Bob?
Yes, I mean, that's the way we will move forward until we mm-hmm. hear from the mm-hmm. board.
Okay.
I just want to make that clear.
But I guess what we need to clarify is, are we good to go forward? Because the Wednesday,
yeah.
Thursday, Friday are the days in Billings. We're just going to flip-flop them. We're going to go Wednesday at Pays, Thursday at Pays, Friday at BLS, and then a Monday, special Monday cow sale, probably just through December and then off and on.
Well, wait a minute.
And then we can get it.
Hold on.
I'd love
Hold
to
on.
Have Monday.
Let's get some order in here.
Wait a minute, John. I'm
What's going on here?
I'm sitting here reading. This is John LaFelle. I'm reading this current sales schedule right now in front of me.
Yep.
And you're not changing anything on this, right, Joe? Bob?
Well, we'd like to. Our current sale right now is Wednesday at Pays, Thursday at BLS, Friday at Pays. And then
mm-hmm.
Monday at BLS on the regular deal in the fall of the year.
On the October-February sales.
I'm dropping off this call. It's not a hearing.
Pardon me?
We're just clarifying what we want to go ahead and do.
I just want to know if we're good going forward is what I want to know. With
the seasonal sale on Monday.
The seasonal sale on Monday and having our
Mr. Chairman,
wait a minute.
Nina.
Let's stop.
Have to go forward with how you've been doing it.
That's what we're
No.
That's not
Mr. Chairman,
Nina?
This is Nina.
Wait a minute,
I think until we have our board meeting and we have whatever's coming back from the hearing, that we cannot change anything. We have to wait until we hear back from the hearing. From the hearing, and that's only in about 2 weeks. So I think we can hang tough for those 2 weeks.
So my That was the question I was answering. So as far as advertising and promoting, we better not do it until we hear back.
Well, we're going to.
Well,
that's right.
I believe that was the motion we had.
Wait a minute. These phone calls. Leslie, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
And they have authorization for a Monday sale at BLS, October through February, correct?
Correct.
And we're not talking about changing that, correct?
Correct.
Unless we go to all-class year-round sale.
Correct.
And so I can't see, and if anybody has an objection, why we're going to stop that. And if you do, state your name and slowly as Nina. Start again, Nina, because this is already authorized. You can't pull that authorization away, can you?
No. Mr. Chairman, I'm not talking about pulling any authorization. What I'm talking about is whatever the authorization is that is on the books today,
right,
I believe we need to stay with that until the hearing has completed, which is at our meeting in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's going to be any changes of any sort, whether it's flip-flopping days or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
then that can be addressed at the meeting. But until the meeting, until the hearings has gone through, I believe we need to sit with whatever the authorization is at this time.
So in order to answer the question from industry, we are going to go right on what this piece of paper says, October, February sales, BLS, Monday. Correct, board?
Yes.
That's correct. Whatever, whatever it was, it should
all
stay
right
till after the hearing.
Does that answer your question, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. And so basically, the hearing is going to be about all class year-round sale on a Monday.
It's going to be, John, this is Lila, it's going to be for whatever the changes they want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to, we're not just talking about that Monday sale.
Mm-hmm.
It stays as is till our meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Scully's saying. We're getting into a hearing. And that's why he got off.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that was it.
And so there's not going to be any disinfecting on the sheep industry, but I guess we can take that up at the hearing, too.
No.
That's what a hearing's for, yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that would change it, John LaFelt, would be if Mike finds out that we have to have some kind of
Oh, exactly. Sure. It's a time deal for us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question. This
Brett.
Is Brett. Do we need to appoint a hearings officer? We just had a motion and a second
yes.
and passed the board. Do we need to appoint a hearings officer right here on the call or what?
I was going to do that, and I was going to appoint Leslie.
Okay, so you can do that and just get it done. So I think that's great. Leslie, thank you.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Anything else?
No, it's just that I'll make a request from Leslie that we get the numbers on if the change is what it does to our help.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, PAVS and BLS has to figure out theirs. Well, we need to understand a little bit. I think it's not a big deal, but we need to understand what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means people on Sundays.
Yep.
And I don't know how much overtime we have there, but that's all I'm asking. I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay, board, anything else? All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
Okay. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Have a good day.